Brace yourselves for more Buckeye banter. This is the Buckeye Show.
Yes, it is. Timmy Hall and Eric Reeser heading towards 8 o'clock on a Friday night. We still got time. We still got time left. We open up the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems fan guest hotline. And it's our guy from Buck Nuts and 24/7 Sports, Patrick Murphy. Pat, how we doing, man? Getting ready to crack open a cold one? It's Friday, man. Almost time to party.
It is Friday. It's a good end of the week for all of us.
So what are we going with tonight?
Well, actually, funny you ask. Not that you ask every week, but I have a buddy who's having it's kind of a surprise bachelor party. He was gonna have something down in Fort Lauderdale, couldn't do that because of COVID stuff. So some dude surprised him earlier, and we're doing an event all weekend. So there's some golfing. There's some I don't know. There's a lot of activities planned. It'll be a good
weekend. Nice. Yeah, well, I mean, Pat, I don't know if you've seen, like, it seems like they're really having some trouble in Fort Lauderdale. Like, they don't seem to be stopping at anything. It's like the biggest party city that I've ever seen throughout this whole pandemic. It doesn't even exist down there. It's the perfect place to go.
Yeah, seems like a great idea if you want to go down there. We decided a while back, I guess, that we would wait and maybe do something later. And so then we decided we'll surprise him here in Columbus. We'll do something here, and maybe we can get all the guys together later and, go down to someplace like that. Once it's not necessarily open, but a little more comfortable.
You're a smart man. You're a smart man staying away from those hot spots right now. Just a little while longer. So, Bodie, do you have the other Ryan Day cut? Because, as I said before, our guy Pat got the quote-unquote good question. It always makes you feel a little bit better, especially heading into the weekend when the head coach says that about your topic. And you were pointing to the way that Ryan Day has been using social media and sort of where he picks and chooses his spots to speak about issues or his own players. And he also, if you hear in the cut here, talked a little bit about just his players and how they got to watch it and use it as well. It's good and bad, as we know.
But you have to have some perspective there. The minute you go onto social media, you're at risk. You're at risk to all the people who make comments and do different things. And so understanding that before you step into that world is important. I think it is very powerful to make or to use social media to communicate, to make statements, to help support our players. And so I'll use it in those situations. I try not to overdo it, but I know it does have power, and it certainly has, its place.
Patrick, what really got you going on that thread with Coach Day today?
Yeah, I mean, the reason I wanted to ask that is because I think that you hear a lot about players kind of empowering themselves via social media, right? And we've seen that over the last several years. And you don't hear a ton about coaches doing it. And I think if you look across a lot of sports, there's not a lot of coaches that are using that. And obviously Ryan Day, a younger coach relatively, has gotten on board, even going back to the beginning of COVID when they were putting out, messages about wearing masks and, doing the safe thing and going through, to today about Justin Fields and his health and stuff after the epilepsy stuff came out. So I was just curious about what he thought about that whole, situation and how he views kind of using social media to his benefit. Because in the past, it's always been you either put out a press release or you speak through the media and you don't have to do that anymore. And so I think it's interesting to hear how that all works. And from his perspective, I think we got a good answer about, you have to be careful with it. There's obviously some good and some bad. And I think that's very valid for anyone who's in the public eye to keep in mind. And, I think he was spot on with he's going to use it when he feels like he needs to, and in certain instances, and you can go through a social media feed and see it, he's going to put out messages that he thinks are important. And clearly he felt that defending, if that's the word to use, Justin Fields and his health and, that this epilepsy report isn't a big thing, was worthy of putting out in social media. So I was interested in seeing and how he felt about this whole thing and you know, using social media. And I thought he gave a good answer and a good response just in general about how social media is used throughout his team.
You follow him on Twitter at @Pat_Murphy. He writes for Bucknuts and 24/7 Sports. And so we probably won't get the chance to talk to you until at least the second round of the NFL draft. Where do you think Fields ends up next Thursday in the first round?
That's a good question. I think that's probably the biggest question mark of the early picks in the first round. To me, it would be very surprising if he's not top 7, top 10 pick. I mean, in my mind, if I'm picking, he's done enough to be a top 3, top 4 pick. But you know, I don't run these franchises, and there's obviously been reports of him slipping to some degree. I'm not sure I buy that. I mean, you know, maybe people like Zach Wilson from BYU a little bit higher, but I would be surprised, regardless of all of the talk, if he's not at the very minimum, I guess, the third quarterback off the board. If he drops beyond that, then I will just be surprised, and I think whoever gets him after that is going to get a steal, because I think the kid, and we've talked about this on the show, I think the kid's uber talented. I think he's, you know, probably the best quarterback prospect to come out of Ohio State, and I think he's very dedicated to what he does, kind of defying all of the quarterback stereotypes to Justin Fields, you know, kind of talk. I just think he will do very well in the NFL, and I think whoever gets him will do very well. So, you know, I would take him very early on if it were up to me.
Pat, I have a question just about how the NFL draft and prospects are covered. And with this, I think with all the stuff surrounding Fields going into the NFL draft, it was a lot of like the stuff from Orlovsky and the stuff from Chris Mortensen. And really what I hope this does in the future, and this has probably been a less than great experience for Fields, but what I hope this does in the future for prospects is it makes everybody who's evaluating, everybody who's reporting on these evaluations, do a second or a third or just check their work before putting it out there like that. And I do think that if everybody, and Dan Orlovsky in particular, can learn from the mistakes made in this, and it can be better moving forward in terms of, like, we all have a journalistic integrity and we all have standards that we want to try to adhere to. But I just kind of wanted to get your thoughts on if you think that this can be a good learning experience for everybody moving forward draft wise.
I hope so, but I also think that there's something to reporting that the Ohio State quarterback is going to do X and, you know, X, Y, or Z, whatever it is. And I think, you know, that Ohio State fans are going to click on that. You know that non-Ohio State fans, if it's negative, will probably click on it as well. And so I think that there's something to that. I just, you know, I think that there is probably, and we'll see where Justin Fields ends up getting drafted. But I just think that there is something to the fact that it's easy to use the Ohio State name, and especially a quarterback, a guy who's maybe not a definitive, you know, a Chase Young, a Joey Bosa, a Nick Bosa, who is definitively going to go at this spot, to use to kind of get your clicks, get your listens, get your whatever it is. And so, you know, we'll see. I mean, I think, honestly, there's been a lot of smokescreen. There's been a lot of false reporting and stuff like that. And I think he will end up being a very high pick and, you know, be very happy with where he goes. I just think that, you know, it's easy to use the Ohio State name to help kind of benefit the agenda of this guy is going to go here, this guy's going to go there type of situation. And, you know, whether that's right or wrong, you know, I'm not the person to say, but I think that Ohio State kind of runs the show in those type of capacities.
No, I hear what you're saying on that. Patrick Murphy, our friend here from Bucknuts and 24/7. I've been saying this for a week or so, though. We've got the biggest lightning rod in the entire NFL draft. Say what you want to about all these other quarterbacks. We know Trevor Lawrence is going number one overall, but the skills that Justin Fields has, and he's just got that right balance of guys that really believe in him and now some of the doubt that's creeping up, but you still know he's going to go high and get his chance to prove himself. So it'll be fun. We'll have a lot of good coverage for you guys here on The Fan. We'll have the draft right here. Matty Ice and Joshua Perry, those guys will be up at 6 o'clock on Thursday, so they'll take over for us for a night. And then we'll be doing the virtual draft party thing as well, so all of your fan personalities will be there. Patrick, I could hear your car, man. You're zipping around town right now. You need to get off to the Friday fun. So you are released. Thank you for your time that you always give us, and go and crush it tonight.
Hey, the last thing I'm going to say, and we've talked about this before with Justin Fields, is Ryan Day coached in the NFL. He coached quarterbacks. He brought Justin Fields to Ohio State, and he believes in Justin Fields to go on and have an NFL future. So I don't know how you doubt that if you're an NFL team. It's a guy who's had success at both levels, and I just felt like that needed to be said. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Eric. Both of you have a good night.
You know what? You just sounded like a campaign manager there as you just ended the interview. And I think that's the most awesome you've sounded ever, right? Just right there in those 35 seconds.
All right. Well, thank you. I don't know. I just feel like there's been a lot said about this guy and a lot thrown on him for no reason. My coverage of him has always been great. He's always been a great stand-up guy and obviously a good quarterback. He was a Heisman Trophy contender. Let's not forget that.
Completely with you, buddy. Yeah, we'll talk next week, all right?
Sounds good.